Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Disgusting. And by the way, you had another co-host in on Friday?
He didn't co-host. He just came in.
Well, because I viewed it as a co-host, and I said on my show when I was filling in for Jason, I said it's like watching somebody have sex with your wife in front of you. So you and Jonah Kaplan were doing it right in front of me, in front of your regular host.
Here's the deal. I did it for
you.
Great guy,
Jonah Kaplan.
He's a great guy.
I did it.
He's a sleaze bag.
Because I said, Brad, get somebody else to fill in for Jason's show. We don't care about Jason's show.
We don't.
We only care about our show. Get somebody else. So I was using Jonah. I'm like, hey, this guy's smart. Yeah. He knows things. Use this guy for Jason's show. I need my Adam back.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Traitor.
We did not have
you hussy. Jezebel. Parents screw everything up time and time again, and here's the latest case, and God bless the girls hockey players at Lakeville North for saving their coach's job. Buck Kochever.
Which is the greatest name for a coach ever.
Yeah.
Buck Kochever.
Great name.
I mean, come on.
It's in the name.
Right?
He's a longtime girls hockey coach at Lakeville North. Thought he got the boot. It was a situation where parents... thought their daughter wasn't, or daughters, I'm not sure how many parents we're talking about, were upset with playing time, as always is the case. And they made a big deal enough about it that the superintendent told the coach that he should resign.
Or be placed on administrative leave.
And then he said, no, I'm not going to resign. So then he was placed on administrative leave. This all happened earlier this month. But then on last Tuesday... Kochever's players showed up to the school board wearing red shirts, begging them to reinstate their coach. And God bless the school board. They listened, and they did. They reinstated the coach. So Buck Kochever is back coaching Lakeville North girls hockey, where he should be. It should. Mm-hmm. And again, we tried to reach out to Buck.
Yes.
But he is an elementary school teacher, yes. So obviously he's probably busy this time of day.
Mm-hmm.
If the future allows us to talk to him, we certainly will. But he told the Star Tribune it was just about playing time and nothing more serious than that. And I believe him because parents suck.
Awful.
And I speak as the parent of an athlete, and I know when kids get subbed or when kids don't play as much as you think they should, it hurts. It hurts you because you feel like it hurts them as a kid. And I get that. But you have to trust with certain circumstances, certain exceptions. Yes, have there been bad coaches, abusive coaches in the past? Absolutely. But this automatic, it can't be my kid, it's got to be the coach's fault, is prevalent everywhere And we've talked about it many, many times, including, I think, last year we talked to a different girls' hockey coach from Warroad, Martin.
Good memory.
Yeah, and we had him on, mm-hmm. and he was very eloquent in talking about mm-hmm. all he wanted to do was coach. And he did. He could have ill will towards his parents who, you know, got him ousted, but he didn't. He was just like, no, I just want to get back and coach. And thankfully, we're listening to the kids here because parents don't always know best. And in fact, more often than not, when it comes to kids and sports, they don't. We don't trust our coaches enough. We don't trust our kids enough. And hopefully this is a learning lesson to even though, yeah, it sucks when your kid gets sat or is not playing as much. But the coaches, more often than not, know best.
Sports parents, stop it.
Yeah.
This is going in my stop it, which we'll probably do on Wednesday. I've already made a note. I noted that in the article, it says that girls hockey has the highest coaching turnover rate in Minnesota that? High school sports.
Why do we think that is?
With 72% of job openings over the past 3 years. Parents, stop it.
Stop it.
These young women went to the school board meeting, and not only did they plead the case, they came with receipts.
Mm-hmm.
They submitted a petition with 101 student signatures in support of the coach. So they did the research, they did the work on the ground, then they came and made their case. Parents, you need to zip. And also, if you don't like the coach's communication style, too bad.
Yeah.
That person is your child's coach. And you know what? They're going to learn. They're going to learn how to manage another communication style.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that is? Learning. That's education. That's tuition. That's what you want them to do. That is part of your raising them, allowing them to have a mean coach or a mean teacher. And of course, if there is any kind of abuse or
right.
anything.
And coaches can cross the line.
They can. That is not what we're talking about. I was reading some of the infractions made allegedly by Coach Kochevar,
mm-hmm.
best name ever. Apparently, a point of contention was him using the unpopular app Schoology or creating false hope for some players by dressing JV players for varsity games. He characterized the most serious complaints against him as bad practice or yelling. And he said, this is a routine motivational coaching, but you know, this was a bad practice. You guys didn't perform well. Or if he yells, I would want a coach that gets excited, that gets passionate
yes.
about playing. And it's okay if your kid hears they didn't do a great job at that.
Yes.
Somebody has to tell them their crossovers suck and yeah. they need to work. Is that a hockey term?
Crossovers. Yeah. Very
I did
good.
It. Okay. Yep. Okay. Good. That they need to work on that. These kids need to hear it. They are not the being and end all. They are not perfection. They're not the best player on the team, and they're probably
yeah.
not going to play professional hockey.
Right.
So zip your mouths, and hockey parents or sports parents, stop it. This is some of the best learning your children are going to be
Absolutely.
Able to
You
have.
Nailed it right there.
When you're a person in the world,
yep.
you have to learn how to manage up. And you know what that means? That means managing your parents, managing your teachers, managing your coaches, managing your managers.
Yes.
Learn how to manage up. If you have somebody in a position of authority and you don't like their style, of course, you can always choose to leave or get another job. But if it's your coach, learn how to work within the bounds of his management right. style or you don't get to play.
To perform, right.
This is a life mm-hmm. skill.
Absolutely.
And you are robbing your student athletes or your children if you don't allow them some kind of bad or negative experiences in their lives.
It's the money factor that comes
Absolutely,
into play.
100%.
What money?
It's parents invest so much money
it's
in
money.
Their kids now.
100%.
And into clubs, camps, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yep.
So they, and literally,
that's
it's called
on us.
That's return on invest. It is on us. And here, I had a conversation with a volleyball dad last week. And we were talking about clubs. Like, so there's club volleyball too. When school volleyball ends, mm-hmm. Sig will probably be playing in a club volleyball, which she has the last couple years. And they're not cheap. And the dad and I were just lamenting, it's we just let it happen in front of, it's like mm-hmm. people making tons of money off parents, and we just let it happen because there's no other option.
Right. Also, you have to send them to camp, right? So you, if to, for them to have a competitive edge.
Yes.
You have to do it. Right. You have to get them a private coach or a trainer. Or, I have no idea. I don't have sporty kids, but like you have, right? You have to do that stuff now to keep up with the Joneses.
Absolutely. Someone did chime in too. It's Kachiever, not Kochiever.
Is it Kachiever?
Kachiever.
Oh,
yeah.
That's even better, by the way.
Kachiever, really like great. Achiever, but I still like the fact that we gave him coach in his name. That was pretty good too.
But it's, you have so much money being poured, like Adam said, into these camps, even in the off season.
You want the return on your investment.
People are like, you know what? I'm paying for my kid to do this, this, and this. I'm entitled to more playing time for my kid because my kid's the best of the best.
My kid was on 15 ones at camp. Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah. She or he should be a first liner.
I grew up with this when I was in high school in the mid 2000s and late in 2010s. It's actually gotten worse.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it doesn't trend.
And
right
I don't see
direction.
How we break that cycle of saying, tough, you know what, we don't need camps anymore. Or we don't need, you don't need to go to year-round camps and go to this camp, to this camp, to keep up with your class. And I've always said that, too. It's like, you know, if the kid is talented, the kid will be, that talent will rise to the top. But that's not enough. It's like you have to go to these camps.
How do people without money do it?
They don't.
Oh. So it's only for rich kids? Or...
pretty much.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of parents, too, end up really making life hard on themselves, spending money they probably don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. We got a phone call. Let's go to the phone lines. Who we got here. There, Josh?
We got Chris and Hamill.
Hi, Chris. Chris and Hamill. Hi, Chris and Hamill.
I was listening to you guys. I got a great story. I had a woman come up to me. This is probably 10 years ago at work. And she said her and her friend, they went to the first coaches meeting with just the parents for hockey, 12-year-olds. And at the end of the meeting, he said, hey, two things that are really important. One is, if you think I made a bad move as a coach, you can come and talk to me about it 24 hours later if it's still important. And the second thing he said, this is the second highest level, so none of your kids are going to be in the NHL. And three dads walked out. And it went, but here's the best part. These two moms, and this is the day after, these two moms walked up to him and said, she was telling me the day after, walked up to him and said, why did you say that? He goes, I had to figure out who those three dads were, and this was the best way. So here's the best part of the story. These two moms that walked up to him and thanked him for saying that, 6 or 7 years later, both their kids drafted into the NHL.
Come on! Come on,
true
let's
story.
Go. Let's
true story.
Yes. Chris, great story, man.
I got chills. Yeah. Well told, too. Good job, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Chris and Hamill.
That was
good people in Hamill.
Good. That is so true. That is beautifully articulated. I'm glad we have that recorded because everybody should listen to that story.
When I was a kid, the worst thing I could think of would be a parent showing up at the playground to show us how the older kids taught the younger kids. Worked it out. If we had a dispute, that's how kids learn to be good humans. Also, the parents, you know how badly you're embarrassing your kids when you do that? You're putting them in such a difficult spot, too.
No, but this, honestly, this is on us. It's we've created the culture of you got to do the camp. You got to get the trainer. You got to get, we have created that culture. I think somehow we like it. What is it? Why have we... it's 11:20,
yeah,
so let's stay on time.
Because I have an answer to that.
Let's break. Why do we do this to ourselves? Adam Carter will educate us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Great question from a texter. So if you have a kid who's in band or theater, do the parents go complain if they don't get the lead in the school play?
I'm sure.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
And my question was, that'll have to be another question. My question is, before the break, why do we do this to ourselves? We, the parent, and I'm talking we, the parents, the grown-ups in the room, because people say, oh, when I was a kid, we didn't have this. You're right. There's no way Pam or Jeff Green was schlepping all over the world or paying thousands of dollars for a, even a dance camp.
Yeah.
Like, they're just not doing it.
Dance camp, yep.
They're not doing it. So why do we do it? Do we get some kind of pleasure out of living vicariously through our kid?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal the
thunder. No. It's that, and they've tapped into our emotions as parents because we have to spend that money because, yes, we live vicariously through our kids. They have opportunities. Johnny's better than I ever was, and he's got great opportunities. Also, it's a status, absolute status. If you're spending the money and your kid's going to these camps and he gets the jacket or she gets the jacket or the backpack from the camp, oh, that kid goes to this. That's a nice camp. That's status, absolutely. And they do a great job of selling success to your kids. And I mean, a lot of these, like my daughter's played in volleyball clubs for the last couple of years, kind of on the lower end. I mean, you could spend five figures on volleyball clubs easily in the Twin Cities, the higher end volleyball clubs. And
you mean having access to a club? Is that what you're talking about?
You pay for the, and, you know, they try out for the club in different levels.
Okay, got it.
And, but these clubs are, they're, you know, most of them are legit where they have, you know, good volleyball instructors and they're playing all year round and, you know, that's their sport.
But not through the school?
Not through the school.
Okay.
No, these are just private clubs and you pay and pay to try out and then you get on a team. And a lot of these teams are travel teams where, and not travel like, hey, we're going to Hutchinson. It's we're going to Orlando to play hotel rooms
happening?
And oh yeah, but I think I do it because my daughter loves to play volleyball,
yes.
Loves the club experience, has met some great friends who are now at other schools who do it, and hopefully like she is learning a lot about volleyball and she's a pretty decent player.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully if. I mean, I'm not banking on her getting a college scholarship to play volleyball. If it happens, great. If
yeah,
not,
that'd be nice, though. Huh?
Would be nice. But she's a very smart kid, too, so it's like she'll have opportunities just in the classroom.
Yeah.
But I think you're spending that money for the dreams of college sports, professional sports. You're thinking, you know, if I spend this money and she gets a full ride to where she's going, then, hey. I mean, one of my best friends has two daughters who are now both in college age.
Yeah.
And they played club soccer, and they were both really good soccer players. He couldn't wait for his kids to get into college because he said it's going to be cheaper once my kids get to college.
Stop it.
Yes. Because they were going, one weekend he'd be going to Phoenix with one daughter, and his wife would be going to Denver with the other daughter all year long.
And here's the deal. If that's a social life, you know, the other moms and dads on the team.
Sure.
I am all for that. If that's I'm all for finding community.
Yeah.
If that's where you think, okay, if I do all these things, my kid will be good enough. I'll get community. You know, we'll have these grand adventures. Look, I'd love to be able to travel to Orlando and Vegas and wherever they're going. For that. And if you have the money for that, that's great. And if you are getting something out of it, great. It still doesn't give you good reason to yell at the coach.
No.
It still doesn't. If you you have to, at this point, become an evolved person enough to realize why you're doing it.
Yes.
I'm not really doing this for my kid. And by the way, this is okay. If this is your community, if all your friends have kids in volleyball or in soccer or in hockey, and you want to keep up with them and you want your kid to go to the camp and be on the team, at least acknowledge, mm-hmm. this is for me. I really get a lot out of it. But still, the coach is off limits.
Yeah.
That's what we're coming back to, yep. this Lakeville story. You know, why we do all of this for kids' sports, because it's our culture nowadays.
Yep.
And also, I don't want to, you know, poop all over that. It's our culture. And I know a lot of women who still get together with the hockey moms after their kids are in college, because those are your friends
Absolutely.
Now. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's
not.
Great. You have something in common. You watched all these kids grow up together. You've been at hotels all over the country. That's great. But the coach is still off limits.
Right.
Let them coach.
Even if he's coaching your child in a different way than another coach did. That's that coach and that's that team. A lot of it has to do with the I'm never wrong part of the mm-hmm. equation, too. There's just too much of that nowadays where it's like it's got to be somebody else's fault. If I did something wrong or my kid did something wrong, can't be our fault. It's got to be somebody else's fault.
Leave the coach alone.
Society of that in a lot of areas, not just youth sports, but in a lot of life where your immediate reaction is, oh, can't be my fault.
We need more humility.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Jor, you sent your kids to camp for weeks. Why do you shame the listeners?
I don't think you were shaming them.
Are you listening to the same show that we're doing?
Yeah, no, Jor.
Any chance somebody can to be mean, they will never miss an opportunity to disappoint you. But on the other hand, Adam Carter got such a lovely text from a listener. And I hope, are you comfortable sharing it on the air?
I won't share the person's name.
No,
but I just absolutely want to. It's really nice to hear.
Yeah, there's always going to be mean people who are not properly listening to the show who, you know, try to think they can hurt my feelings.
It. No big deal.
I get it. And what you guys say, you're free to say it, but you have to understand, Adam and I do not care what you think about us.
Mm-hmm.
But
I kind of care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.